I like you. I like you. But I do not want to hear your philosophy. I like you, but I do not want to hear your philosophy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, University of Healing at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of this instant illumination vignette is, I like you, but I do not want to hear your philosophy. My, my, my. Has this ever happened to you? It happens to me once in a while. People just are delighted with my own charisma, with my own way of being, my own lifestyle. They just say, oh, I'd love to be like you, Herb. Oh, Herb, you've got everything going. Oh, Herb, you're so fantastic. Oh, Herb, you're wonderful. And I say, well, that's the way it goes. Well, tell me how to be that way, too. I say, well, read my books. Listen to my tapes. No, 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 I want you to tell me how to be that way. But that's my philosophy. My philosophy is my books and my tapes, and my philosophy is my lectures all over the world. My philosophy is who I live and who I am. But tell it to me. I don't want to read. I don't want to. Well, sorry. Haven't got time for you. Have a lovely day. See y'all. Bye. You see, a lot of people want to get the ride for nothing. And then they wonder why they don't have that same charisma that you have. They don't have that same magic and that same delight in life that you have. They don't want to apply themselves to the things that are necessary to do. Now, my philosophy is a very simple philosophy. And anyone who knows me, and anyone who has studied with me over the years or even for a moment, realizes my philosophy is simply this. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Listen to the divine within yourself. Listen to the magic within you. Listen to who your inner self says, go and do and be and have and live. Yes, that's what the inner self says, and that's me. And my philosophy is merely a reiteration of this idea in all sorts of different ways, of different words, of different illustrations, of different adventures that I have and take and do and enjoy. Yes, that's who I am. That's who I am. Now, if you like that, if you like who I am, if you like the philosophy that I espouse, and you would like to enjoy it, you have to hear about it. You have to hear about it. Oh, Herb, when you give these talks, it sounds so exciting. You're so filled with enjoyment, with enthusiasm, with vitality, with life. Yes, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. You're so wonderful, Herb. You're so wonderful. Oh, come on now. It gets a little heavy there. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But have you ever noticed when you are just bubbling over with joy, when you are just bubbling over with being yourself and having fun, when you are just bubbling over with living your divine reality, everybody around you says, wow, isn't that a beautiful person? Isn't that a fantastic person? They say, they don't know that there's problems, but they're fantastic. They just really are something special. Well, that's true. That's true for all of us. We have to make our criteria. We have to determine our priorities. We have to delight in who we really are. Now, who are you? I'm divinely made. I live in my original purity and integrity. I live in a world that's filled with peace and love and harmony. I filled in a world that has an environment that is absolutely pure and wonderful. And it's true. It's true. We live in a world that is exactly a replica of our thought. I walked into fires as I was a reporter and editor of newspapers over the past years. And as I would do so with my camera, speed graphic camera, remember those big babies? And I would take pictures and I would be in the smoke and the firemen would have their masks on and they would have their protective clothing. And I'd just be in my suit coat and my jacket, my bow tie. And I would walk in there and I would shoot pictures and I would come out and I would say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I got some good pictures. And so then I'd walk to my car and it might be a cold, cold night in Wisconsin. And I'd walk to my car, and as I walked to my car, I just sort of shiver a little bit, not because I was cold, but because I was shaking off the smoke from that room. And as I let the pure, fresh air flow through my jacket, and through my body, and so forth. And so, but by the time I get to my car, the smoke smell is no longer in my clothing. It's no longer in my body. It's no longer in me. It never was. I didn't allow it to touch me. You say, Herb, that's, how can you do that? You can't do that. I mean, it's just a physiological fact that smoke penetrates your clothing and gets into your body, and you smell like smoke. You're around someone who's smoking cigarettes, and everyone can tell you we're around someone who's smoking cigarettes. They think you're smoking them, you know. And yes, that's true if that's in our consciousness. If that's in our consciousness, that's true. However, if it is in your consciousness to live as a pure, original purity and integrity, you don't have to have that. The world does not have to be inundated by the pollutants that we seem to put into it from time to time. Just let them go. Let them drift into their nothingness. Let's just recognize that the ozone layer about around the earth is in its proper order. Everything's in proper order. Just see it in proper order. Herb, you're talking Pollyanna. Yes, I am. I am talking, putting a cause in motion and having a result. And that result first starts in our thought, in our mind, in our actions, in who and what we are. Oh, yes, people love me. And they oftentimes don't want to hear the philosophy, because the minute they hear the philosophy in words, they realize that they could put that in motion for themselves. And they don't want to put it in motion for themselves. They want to remain the person that they are. And they like me because I'm just so bubbly and out in my philosophy and in who I am. They want to be like me, but they don't really want to be like me. Because to be like me, you cannot complain anymore. To be like me, you cannot endorse sickness. To be like me, you cannot enjoy lack and limitation in any way. Yes, you say, Herb, you think you're so almighty good and you're all so mighty wonderful. I'm working on it. If I allow my thought ever to dwell upon a negative situation, then away I go, and I'm off of my beautiful hat, and life is not as all that it could be. And you see, that's not where I want to be. That's not what I want to do. I want to be the master at all times. I want to be in charge at all times. And to do that means that I have to sometimes appear a little cold as I stand up for principle and as I stand up untouched by the world around me, because I'm touched only by the world within me. And when I have the world within me and the world around me one, I'm on that perfect journey, that perfect expression of all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. I like you, some people say to me, but I do not want to hear your philosophy. Well, that's true. People delight in people who can work crossword puzzles, but they don't want to take the concentration that it takes to do it. People like people who are happy and delightful, but they don't want to take the responsibility to maintain all of their thoughts happy and delightful. I do want to maintain my thoughts happy and delightful. I do take charge. I live my philosophy every single moment of my life. And I'm a happy, happy guy. Join me, will you? I'd love to have you. And we'll have that journey through life of happiness, peace, harmony, right action, truth, and goodness. Oh, my beloveds, it's so wonderful sharing with you. I love you. I love you. I love you.